The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And good evening and welcome to Cedar Rapids Prairie High School as we get ready for boys 3A district final basketball as the tournament trail continues tonight as we get ready for Clear Creek Comana out of the WAMAC Conference and the Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier, rated 10th in the state in 3A out of the Mississippi Valley Conference, Mississippi Division. Great to have you with us tonight, Scott Unash, alongside former Prairie coach Phil Dunn as we get ready to crown a district champion here tonight. The winner of this particular ball game in Class 3A, District 9, will take on the winner of Class 3A District 10's champion that is being played tonight down in Burlington, as it'll be Mount Pleasant meeting Fort Madison down there. The two winners will meet up on Monday night in a sub-state final, and that one will take place down at Iowa City West. There was a little bit of talk. They're going to have a doubleheader at the U.S. Cellular Center, but the winner of this game not involved in that one. They will be down at West High coming up on Monday evening. And Phil, intriguing matchup made even more intriguing as we get to the start of this one. And we should mention as well that our high school basketball coverage is presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Off to our right, Dan Hiller's over there, one of the assistant coaches for the Xavier Saints. Tom Charlstrom, everybody over there at First Federal, thank you very much for helping out. There are two locations, 425 First Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids, and also in Hiawatha, 1035 North Center Point Road in Hiawatha. And we invite you to check them out. Thank them very much for presenting high school basketball to you here on KGYM. Clear Creek Comana, Phil, 12-10. Xavier, 14-8. Both teams ended a little bit of a losing streak going into the tournaments in the first round, as Xavier had no problem with Williamsburg, and Clear Creek Comana took care of Washington, Iowa in a close game over at Xavier on Monday night. So you got a Clear Creek Comana team that really is playing with house money here tonight. They got nothing to lose against a team that was a top four team in the state a year ago and expected to make it out of the sub-state back to Des Moines.
Yeah, this is a team that coming in here, you'd think they're playing loose then if you're talking about being the underdog coming in. And sometimes they're the most dangerous teams that you have to go against, Scott, because you know they're not tensed up, they're not worried. I don't want to say worried, but they're not under stress, thinking that they've got to perform at a certain expectation here. And they're a very capable ball club. They've got very good three-point shooters. They got some athleticism in the interior. Coaches from Xavier say that they got some very talented players.
For the Xavier Saints, they will not have the services of Mitch Berger tonight. The leading scorer at 16.6 points per game will not play tonight. Coach's decision. And so Nolan Bukowski is going to go into the starting lineup, the 6-foot junior. And so Xavier will be one less in a rotation that's already not a lot of guys off the bench. They usually get about 7, maybe 8 guys into the game. Might even be less than that tonight.
Yeah, and it definitely changes things. The one good thing that you could say, going back to that, Scott, is that they had some ankle injuries a little bit earlier, so they've had a chance to play around, and Berger was one of those that was out with an ankle injury, and so was Mim. So they've had a little bit of a chance to mess around with their lineup and their rotation in that regard. So they can maybe have a little bit better idea of what worked, what didn't work with that rotation out there. But Berger is a very talented basketball player. He's very quick for a step, can streaky, can put light it up extremely fast. So you look to Mr. Mims and Butkowski off the bench, see how they can perform in the backcourt.
A tall team for Cedar Rapids Xavier, 6'7", 6'7", and 6'5", across the front. They'll have the height advantage. Although Clear Creek Comana, Evan Downs in there, that center at 6'5", Aaron Akers in there as well. A big body at 6'3", and then a three-guard lineup. Jake Neubauer and Cal Miller, the two double-figure players, the two leading scorers, and top-flight guys for Clear Creek Comana. Miller at 15.1 points per game, Neubauer at 13.3. points per game. But Neubauer averaging 5 assists and 2 steals. And talking with some of the Xavier folks, they were a little concerned with him. Said he's the guy that makes this Clear Creek Comana team goes. And they have to make sure that they keep him down.
He was described as the head of the snake out there. And he's the one, like you say, they're going to key on defensively, try to unlimit his touches, make it life difficult for him. Can really shoot the ball. He's shooting 45% from three-point range on the year, with just a phenomenal number when you think about it, 32 of 71. And his backcourt mate, he puts it up just as equally. Cal Miller, he shot 121 attempts on the year, 38% there. So it's a deadly duo there in the backcourt.
For Clear Creek Comana, they're coached by Steve Otteson. And, of course, Steve has already made it known that this is going to be his final year, his 43rd year in coaching. He's been at a lot of places, more recently at Marion, and then came from Marion down to Clear Creek Comana in the WAMAC Conference. One of the really good guys in the world of high school basketball coaching. And then, lo and behold, on his bench, you see Dave Slava over there, the coach at Williamsburg the last many, many years. And he stayed in retirement about a half a year, and then he's back as an assistant coach. But, you know, when you're playing what could be your final game, you kind of take it all in, and the kids kind of pick it up for you.
Yeah, and then, you know, they had a unique game their last game out with Washington, Iowa. Their coach was retiring too, Bryce Mines, and they're good friends. So that had to be a little bit of a different situation for them, but they got through it. And I read coach's comments in the paper that, hey, I'm just focused on trying to win the basketball game. I'll worry about all those other things when the time comes. But yeah, that's got to be creeping in the back of your mind there, and how your emotions play on you.
Yep, and for Cedar Rapids Xavier, of course, the Saints shared the Mississippi Division Championship in the Mississippi Valley Conference. They won it with Iowa City High. Xavier's schedule is backloaded in the back half of the year, and also, like you said, they were out without Mitch Berger and Matt Mims as well. Injuries took them out of the last couple of games of the year. So struggled a little bit down the stretch, but this is still a good basketball team.
Very good basketball team. They were playing as well as anybody, Scott, there for a period of time in the Mississippi Valley Conference. They looked really good offensively. They were sharp and moving the ball. Defensively, they were locked in on what they were doing. Everybody was playing their roles really well. And you have stretches like that during your season, Scott. It's a long season. You just got that chemistry going. Everything kind of goes your way. And then you had some rough spots there coming down the stretch. Their schedule was tough coming down the stretch, too. Then, like you say, you mix it in with injuries. And, you know, you just got to try and grind through it and overcome it.
Clear Creek Comana and the Xavier Saints coming your way tonight right here on KGYM. Great to have you with us here this evening, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City as we get closer and closer to the tip-off of this one. And we'll let you know what else is going on. 3A District Finals, 1A District Finals. Winners tonight at 3A go on to the Substate Final on Monday night. 1A winners go on to play on Saturday evening for the right to go to Des Moines. Let's set the starting lineups for this one. It's brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance at 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. For home, auto, farm, life, health, give them a call at 774-4620. For the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Clear Creek Comana Clippers out of the WAMAC Conference Western Division, and they come in with a record of 12-10 on the season. And for Clear Creek Comana, they will go with this lineup, three-guard lineup. They will start Cal Miller, number 12 at one guard, a 6'1 senior, averaging 15.1 points per game and averaging 2.5 rebounds per contest. And right now, our national anthem. go. Our national anthem here tonight at Cedar Rapids Prairie. The Clear Creek Amana lineup, Cal Miller, 6'1", and a senior at one guard. Also, Jake Neubauer at the point, number 15. He is a 5'10 senior at 13.3 points per game, a 45% three-point shooter. He's got 32, which is second on the team. Five assists a game and two steals for Neubauer. Also at a guard, it'll be number 30, Kaylor Green. He is a 6-foot senior, averaging 7.5 points per game. 23 made threes on the year. He's shooting 35% from beyond the arc. Up front at a forward, it'll be number 35, Aaron Akers, 6'3", and a senior, averaging just under 8 points per game. Leading rebounder at just under 6. And also up front at center, number 44, Evan Downs, 6'5", and a senior. Downs also just under 8 points per game and 5.5 rebounds per contest. The head coach for the Clear Creek Amana Clippers is Steve Otteson, and assisted by Dave Slavon. The starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard, the Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier. Rated 10th in the state at 3A. They come in with a record of 14-8. And the co-champions of the Mississippi Valley Conference, Mississippi Division. For Xavier, at a forward, it'll be Jackson Jones, number 14, 6'5", sophomore, averaging 9.9 points per game. Second on the team, 41 three-pointer, shooting 45% on the year. Also to forward, number 32, Max Tekau, 6'7", junior, 14 points per game, shooting 60% from the field, and pulls down 6 rebounds a game. Also up front at center, number 22, Ryan Stolken, 6'7", and a senior. Stolken at 6.3 points, second on the team, 5.5 boards a game. And the guards at the point, number 5, Matt Mims, 5'10", and a sophomore, at 12.6 points per game, a 39% three-point shooter. And getting the start tonight, number 10, Nolan Bukowski, at 6 feet even, and a junior, at 5 points a game. The head coach for the Xavier Saints is Ryan Lersman, assisted by Dan Hillers and company. And the Saints will be in their home white with the navy blue and silver trim. Clear Creek Amana in the road blue with the white and the black trim. Keys to our district final tonight.
Well, we mentioned one of them, Neubauer, for both teams, really. In fact, for Clear Creek Amana, he's the guy that makes Clear Creek Amana go. Xavier's going to key on him defensively. Obviously, Clear Creek Amana wants to keep him going and involved in the game and able to negate that. Maybe take a little bit of advantage of Berger being out, shorthanded on the bench, let their backcourt work a little bit more. It's always, at this time of year, it comes down to execution. Taking care of the basketball is a big part of it. Which team can come out and execute their stuff, and which team plays a little looser? You know, are you nerved up and a little bit tight out there, or do you go out and get after it?
It'll be Downs to tip it up for the Clippers against Ryan Stolken for the Saints. Great to have you with us tonight here on KGYM. District Final Basketball, and the Saints control the tip, and we're underway as Matt Mims will bring it across the timeline as the Saints will go to the bucket to our left in a little zone here for Clear Creek Amana.
1-2-2. They're going to start with point. Downs at the point. Athleticism, long arms.
At 6'5 up there. Bukowski outside the arc. Plays catch with Mims. Bounce up top. Not a huge crowd, but a very vocal crowd. Bad pass, stolen away. Good defense there by Cal Miller.
Xavier looked a little tentative that first possession against the zone.
Xavier will pick him up in the man-to-man. Akers turns right free throw line. He'll go one-on-one. Backs his way down low. Puts up the shot. Missed it off the front iron. And the rebound out of there to Tekau. And here comes Xavier for the second time. No look pass inside to Tekau. Back it comes. Jones, three, way off the mark. Offensive rebound. Bukowski had it blocked down low. Good block by Cal Miller. And here comes Clear Creek Amana the other way.
Good job of not committing the foul, Scott. He went out and got all ball on that block.
Neubauer on the drive. Kicks it over to Downs in the corner. And now Clear Creek Amana will reset it. Over it comes. On the dribble drive. In all the way. Getting caught underneath that time was Green. And now back to Neubauer. Circles right, turns a corner, open 15-footer, back iron, no. Offensive rebound, put back for two for Aaron Akers.
Akers just went up between two Xavier defenders, pulled it down, showing his strength.
2-0, Clear Creek Amana. Matt Mims at the right point. Bukowski in the corner, high catch on the skip pass cross court to Mims. Back it comes, off the hand to Bukowski, picks it back up. Right now, Xavier having trouble with the zone. Inside, and as I say that, Tekau with a nice hook from the lane.
Assist from Mims out there, too, on the point of that thing. Nice no-look pass inside to find his teammate.
2-2. Kaler Green, way out on the left sideline in front court. Gets it to Miller, circles left all the way in, and was fouled on the layup attempt. He got by Mims that time, and I think they're going to get the Xavier sophomore with the foul.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a body as he went up to try and block that spot shot. But Miller, knowing when he can turn the corner, he had a half a step on him. It forced the action there.
CCA, a very good free throw shooting team at 70%. And the free throw on the way and right through for Miller, who's 75%. Second on the team to Jake Neubauer's 83% among the starters. 3-2, Clippers. Just underway here in this 3A district final, and make it 4-2.
Well, Clear Creek Command again in that zone. I think the length up top, Scott, of that zone caused a little bit of problem for Xavier in their ball movement.
Pass inside, deflected by Downs, stolen away. Turnover number two on Xavier.
Trying to make a chest pass in there, maybe a little bounce pass down low where his offensive player has a chance to catch.
Green, over it comes, on the drive, Downs, trying to go cross court, pass tip, and Clear Creek Commander retains possession. Green, behind the back dribble, tried to free himself, couldn't do it. Neubauer, between the legs in the corner. Over it comes to Akers. Up front, Downs, left free throw line, he'll step back, high arching 17-footer, no, and Tekau with the board.
One and done that time for Clear Creek Commander, nobody on the glass.
Into the corner, Jones turns, fires for three, no good on the line driver. And the weak side rebound to Kaler Green for Clear Creek Amana.
Well, we know Jones is capable of knocking down that three-pointer. A very good outside shooter.
And that's his favorite spot from the corner there. Drive and a kick out. Downs kicks it over to Kaler Green, left wing. Out top to Aaron Akers. He'll hold it, now puts it on the floor, starts a drive on Stolkin. Lost the dribble, but picked up at the far hash mark by Clear Creek Amana. Neubauer, high arching 15-footer, way off the mark. And the rebound underneath to Nolan Butkowski, and we're going to get a timeout for Xavier.
Coach Lurzman wanted to talk about how he wants to attack this zone. Xavier really hasn't had any really clean offensive possessions, it doesn't look like so far. Their passes, when they skip over the top, sometimes they're off, they're a little bit off, they're throwing high, the guy got to go catch it. And if those passes, they come in like that, gives the defense just enough time to adjust. You know, and then you got to reset and go all over again.
That length out front is really hurting Xavier, I think. It's kind of a backwards 1-2-2 zone with the guards down inside.
Yeah, it is, and I think that's their whole idea, was to try and maybe so they could defend on the perimeter a little bit better out there. See, Coach Lurzman had the whiteboard out there. We'll see if he goes with a little bit different look against this zone.
Saints playing without Mitch Berger tonight. Coach's decision. And Butkowski getting the start in this one. He has it. High lob pass cross court right sideline to Mims. Jones works it outside the arc. 4:14 to play. Back it comes to Jones. Looks inside. Finds Tekau on the right block. He's doubled and gets it out of there. Good ball movement, but nobody open right now. Mims now gets it inside. Tekau and the little hook, good.
Second time Mims has made that pass from the top of the key to get the assist underneath for Tekau.
Tied for the second time here early. 4 minutes remaining, 4-4. Cal Miller, nice spin move, takes in the lane, goes off the glass and scores, and a nice spin move to his right.
Yeah, going to his left out there, he had a step on Mims, the help came and spun back to the open side.
Butkowski's pass up front, almost stolen away by Downs, but Xavier gets it back. CCA doing a good job of anticipating, inside Tekau and gets the layup underneath.
Find him on the lane area behind the zone, so to speak, to get him loose.
He's got all six Xavier points, and we're tied again at six apiece. Neubauer to Akers, holds the left free throw line. Sets a screen for him, stop and go move. Neubauer takes it inside, double pump hanger, no, and he's going to get the foul on the rebound.
Going over the top of Bukowski that time, trying to keep it alive.
And it'll be the first foul of the game against CCA.
Quicker command on offense. Looks like they like to run some two-man stuff. Clear it out one side. Ball screen up top.
Tekau missed the shot, got the rebound, and got fouled. That was a one pass and a little turnaround by Tekau, and Xavier will keep it as the foul Going to go against Aaron Akers for the Clippers.
Tekau being the active player out there for Xavier. All 6 points to go with three rebounds already.
First subs coming in for Xavier. It'll be Bryce Schulte. And Bryce, 6'3", and a junior. And for Clear Creek and Manna, they'll bring in a shooter, Tate Thompson, coming in. Thompson, a 6-foot junior. Into the corner, Jones. Nice drop-off pass. Tech out. Triple team. Kicks it out to Mims. Left wing three, and he hits.
Now, that was good ball movement that time. Sky's ball goes inside, out. Defense collapsed on the basketball. Found the open shooter.
9-6. Xavier with their first lead of the ball game. Thompson out front. Miller holds it. Mims on him, and the Xavier man-to-man. It's going to be Butkowski on Neubauer. Head and shoulder fake, drives in, open 12-footer right through.
Well, he found his mark that time. Previously, he'd been a little long in those shots. Nothing but net that time.
9-8. Neubauer with his first field goal in his first two. Schulte out top to Mims. High lob pass, kick out to Jones. 4-3, no good from the right sideline. Tipped around, loose, picked up by Tekau. Blocked from behind, snuffed out of there by Downs. And here come the Clippers.
Yeah, that was a nice block coming from the backside that time. Well, Tekau expected it.
Miller coming off the high ball screen, stutter dribble, takes it right. Lost it against a double team, stolen away. Here comes Butkowski, one-on-one. Drives in, leaner up, charging foul on Butkowski.
Yeah, that was Butkowski going down in transition, trying to attack the rim. Good job transition defense for Clear Creek and Manna.
Minute 58 to play here in the first. And Tyler Hallett will now come into the lineup for the Clippers. Hallett, 6'5 and a junior. So he will replace Downs, who will get a breather. Akers will stay in there.
Downs was asking for a break there, Scott, pulling on his jersey to the coach.
Thompson doubled up top. Right side, here's Miller, a deep three on the way. That's off, no good, and the weak side rebound to Matthew Mims. Xavier can take the lead with the basket. Hook pass inside, Schulte, right back it comes. Mims on the head and shoulder fake. He drives in, off balance jumper, rimming, no. And the rebound to Akers, it took it away strong from Jackson Jones.
Showing he's a body out there, Scott. He's a physical player.
Here's Neubauer, nice spin move, couple between the legs dribbles. Leaves it for Hallett. Goes cross court now for Thompson. Couldn't get the shot off with a minute 10 to play. And now the Clippers will work that perimeter. Setting the high ball screen, a drive over to Akers. Left baseline jumper a little strong, and the rebound to Tekau.
Nice look along the baseline that time. The defense came up on the dribble penetration. Clicker Gamana just not finding their mark right now.
Blake Whitten into the game for Xavier for the first time. Whitten, 6 foot and a senior. Mims, nice pass inside, posting up Schulte and got the layup.
Up top again, Mims playing that point. That's his third assist. Two of them were to Tekau. That time it was to Schulte.
Xavier by three, 11-8. 24 seconds remaining first quarter. It looks like the Clippers will go for the last shot. Neubauer playing catch out front with Cal Miller. Miller picked up by Whitten. Stutter dribble coming right. Circles back to the left. Down to 10 seconds to play. Here's Neubauer going one-on-one. Between the leg dribble. Drives. Head and shoulder fake. Steps in. Jumper good. He got Mims in the air. And a three-quarter shot at the horn is short. And that's it for the first quarter of play. A good first quarter. After one, 10th rated Cedar Rapids Xavier 11 and Clear Creek Amana 10. And we'll come back with second quarter action from Prairie right after this 1 minute timeout as you're listening to Boys 3A District Final Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. you have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Good crowd coming in here. It was a late arriving crowd. It was a full parking lot. But I think everyone's found their seat now. Clipper basketball as we start quarter number two. Cal Miller, Kaylor Green back in there. Here's Miller, a deep three. It's short from the right point. And a rebound to Blake Whitten.
Nice job.
Xavier on the run. Nice pass inside to Tekau. Leaner and the block won't go. And Clear Creek Amana out of there with it with Evan Downs. 11-10 will set the lineups as we start quarter number two. Pass inside. Posting up. Hallett tried to go block to block with the pass. Stolen away by Schulte.
Schulte anticipating where that pass was going to go and played it perfectly.
And then Mims got caught in the air and threw it away on the other end. Four turnovers for Xavier.
Yeah. That's what you tell those guards when they get in there and they're penetrating. Stay on the floor to make your pass.
Here comes Neubauer. Up court with the power dribble with the right hand. Downs in there. Also Cal Miller, Green, and also Tyler Hallett. So four starters in right now for Steve Addison. There's Kaylor Green. A minute into the second quarter. Another score to throw your way. Mount Vernon big over Benton. 17-4 after the first quarter. Hallett right of the lane. Back out front to Neubauer. Clear Creek Amana being very patient on this trip. Miller, stutter dribble, gets a high screen, drives in, off-balance leaner, no, tried to draw the foul, didn't get it. Tip loose, picked up by Kaylor Green. He'll try an open three, it's no good. And Matt Mims gets the rebound for Xavier.
Yeah, Mims running that one down that time, but Clear Creek Amana active on the glass out there, Scott. They're not giving anything up.
Xavier basketball with Jones. Out there, Bryce Schulte, Blake Whitten, along with Tekau and Mims. And Mims, an open three, and buries it from the top of the circle.
Well, they didn't come out on him that time, Scott. Usually that big fella's out there, and he's got enough length to bother that shot. That time he was wide open.
14-10, off the clear out. Miller on the drive and traveled with it. Good defense by Whitten to cut him off.
And going down, trying to go to the baseline that time, but Xavier Saints converged on him. I don't know, he had no place to go, and he shuffled his feet when he came to that jump stop.
14-10 lead for the Xavier Saints. 5:55 remaining here in the first half. Downs back in there at the top of that 1-2-2 zone. Petkowski to the free throw line. Tekau penetrates, goes up with a little floater with the right hand and got it.
Yeah, he found the soft spot. He's been pretty nifty from that area of the lane all night.
16-10, Xavier extends it to their biggest lead of the evening. Downs, up top, Miller between the circles. Works it right side to Akers. Aaron Akers back into the ball game for Clear Creek Amana. They got their starters back in there. Miller, a hook pass up top. Akers, little jab step. Turns down the shot, gets it to Neubauer. Off the clear out, drives in, stops, pops from eight, can't get it. Akers rebounds, goes up, blocked by Tekau out of bounds, and it's going to go to Xavier. They're letting them play.
Yeah, and Akers in the interior that time. Again, a big space eater. He's able to go up through a couple Saints to get it, but then the length bothered him when he tried to put the shot up.
Mims to walk it across the timeline. Xavier up by six. Mims with a couple threes here. Petkowski to the corner. Drop off pass, Tekau. Left block, up top. Petkowski penetrates and a dish out to Mims. Right back to the corner. Open three on the way. In and out that time, no good. Put back though, up and good by Nolan Petkowski. And timeout, Clear Creek Amana.
Probably a pretty good one there for Coach Addison, too, because as momentum's kind of shifting here, 8-point lead for the Xavier Saints offensively, kind of finding the soft spots of that zone.
18-10, and Xavier on a run right now, 7-2 run here. And whatever Ryan Lersman said in that timeout, that 30-second timeout he took in the first quarter, Xavier's starting to get the offense clicking.
Yeah, they've responded to that. And that zone, that 1-2-2 where it drops, the point drop into the 2-3 look out there, they've got good ball movement, better ball movement than those first few possessions. Everything was kind of scattered all over. found a rhythm against it, I think, too. And it helps people knock down a couple perimeter jump shots like Mims has out there. Kind of loosens everything up.
Now Xavier, a little full court pressure here.
Well, they said that we see a variety of defenses against that. And, well, it starts in a 2-2-1. 2-2-1 look. Mims in the middle.
Clear Creek breaks it. Neubauer, pass to the corner, is tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Nolan Bukowski. And it will stay with Clipper basketball as it'll be Aaron Akers to inbound. Clippers could use a bucket here.
Yeah, this is a lot of time left this ball game, but this is one of those possessions where you need something good to happen. Get a little bit of momentum going back your way.
And Xavier's going to go zone for the first time.
Kind of like, looks like a Clear Creek command a little bit where they've got Stolken up at the point.
Green back up top to Miller. Bounce right side. Neubauer penetrates. Tried to go in the lane with a pass. Tipped, stolen away by Tekau.
Tekau sliding down the lane that time.
Bukowski spots up for three and hits off the Schulte assist.
It's trouble for Clear Creek command. If they get going from behind the three-point line, Jones can do it. Mims can do it. Now if Bukowski can knock it down from long range, tough to match up in the zone.
21-10, and Xavier will stick with that zone. It's that point drop, 1-2-2. I wonder where Ryan Lersman picked that one up. The old Tom Davis zone.
You got Bukowski and Mims out there, the next two, and then you got at the back line, Schulte and Tekau, so some size.
Pass tipped, intercepted, and a foul on Neubauer, trying to get away from Nolan Bukowski, who's been really strong defensively. That's the fifth Clear Creek Amana turnover. Third team foul, and that'll be the second on Jake Neubauer. And he's going to have to come out of the Clear Creek Amana lineup.
Wonder how long they go with that there, Scott. 11-point deficit right now.
Ball deflected out of bounds, and it'll stay with Xavier. Tate Thompson back in now for Clear Creek Amana.
Straight 2-3 now for Clear Creek Amana, Scott.
Now he put Downs back inside on that three line. Mims gets loose. Pop up three. Too strong, no good. Offensive rebound, Bryce Schulte. Pass out front. Tip stolen away by Downs.
Downs had run by the offense on the closeout last time. He got back into the action to steal it.
21-10. Downs outside the arc. Tekau coming out to pick him up. 3 minutes to play first half, and Xavier up by 11. Akers looking to go one-on-one. Drives left of the lane. Cross-court pass to Kayler Green. Akers wants it back and didn't get it. Down, sets a screen. Thompson circles right, cut off. Back it comes to Akers now. Clippers being very patient. Miller on the dribble drive. Takes it inside. Dish out to Thompson with 2.5 to play here in the second quarter.
That's probably the longest possession Clear Creek's had all ball game here.
Green, far side Thompson. Miller picked up by Mims. Comes right off the high ball screen. Angles that way. Picks up the dribble over to Green. Fakes. Drives baseline. Shovels it underneath the Downs. Nice look underneath for a wide open two to Aaron Akers.
A good basket that time. Well earned by Clear Creek Amana. Took a lot of time off that clock.
And he held the ball for 50 seconds. 30-second timeout going to be taken by Ryan Lersman and Xavier.
He may have burned that to try and get Jones back in the ball game. And you notice those kids were tired after that long defensive possession.
Get a breather a little bit. So 21-12 here with 2:05 to play here in the second quarter. And it'll be Xavier basketball off the 30-second timeout. Saints accidentally sat down.
I don't think I've ever seen an official go over into the huddle and tell them they had to stand up.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, keep the play moving.
More basketball tomorrow night for you. 4A sub-state semifinals. Phil and I will be over at Linmar as the number 9 rated Lions will host Waterloo East and Steve McGraw. And Brent Balbinot will be down at Iowa City West as the 3rd rated Trojans will host the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson tomorrow. 4A's have it all to their lonesome tomorrow night. Jones goes cross court. Here's Stolken for three. No. And high to get the rebound that time was Evan Downs.
Well, they got to stop now to go left, kind of sandwich that last defensive possession. Let's see if they can get another good offensive look here.
They making Xavier play a lot of defense. Green picks up the dribble, a bounce right corner, now to Akers. Bryce Schulte on him. Goes back door, tried to get it to Green, and a push from behind. I think they're going to get Jackson Jones.
Now Green had the step on him that time. Jones trailing, and he tries to get the deflection. Puts a hand on the back.
Only the third on Xavier. Each team with only three. It's been a clean first half. And they've also let him play. Akers driving left of the lane. Yo-yos it back out. Now gets it up top to Miller. Against that zone. 118 to play. Skip pass. Kayla Green, left wing three, and he hits.
He got a skip pass over the top of the zone that time. He had his feet set when he caught it and went right up into the shot.
35% three-point shooter. And brings Clear Creek Comana back within a half a dozen. Butkowski in front court. Cross court pass. Jones drives baseline. Pop up 10-footer. Splashed right through.
That'll help. That'll help Xavier. He can get on track offensively.
23-15. 48 seconds to play here in the opening half. Mims tips the ball into the backcourt. Tipped it again. Loose. And Clear Creek Comana with the basketball. And then Mims comes up with a steal and is fouled as he was going down by Cal Miller.
Miller got stepped on there in the process. Wonder about his head there. He hit the floor pretty good, but he's up and going.
It's only the fourth team foul, so no free throws. Boy, Mims was just relentless right there.
And they were after him that time, and they made sure that it was going to be tough for him to move the basketball.
Low scoring first half, 23-15 in favor of Xavier. 35 seconds to play here in the opening half. We'll have scores and stats coming your way at the break. As the Saints will go for the last shot of the first half. Working the perimeter, Jackson Jones. Holds it left wing along the sideline. Bounce up top, and now Mims calls out the play. 12 seconds. Gets it up top. Butkowski between the circles. Puts it on the floor. Now goes crossover. Drives against a double team. Had it stolen away by Downs. Lead pass ahead to Green. Has time and got the layup at the horn.
Didn't work out any better for Quicker Comana there. Get the stop and then the run out going the other way.
And a little momentum going into the halftime break. At halftime, it is Cedar Rapids Xavier 23 and Clear Creek Comana 17. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you. And we'll do it after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Boys District Final Basketball from KGYM Sports.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
NBC foes square off in a Class 4A sub-state semifinal this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunamy this Friday at 6:45 on 1600 AM as Juana Luis takes on number 9 Linmar. The Lions and Trojans are two of the hottest teams in the MVC, and the winner advances to next week's sub-state final. That's Boys Class 4A Sub-State Semifinal Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Waterloo East at number 10 Linmar. Friday night at 6:45 on 1600 AM, KGYM.
Welcome back to halftime here for Prairie. 23-17 lead here at the break for 10th-rated Cedar Rapids Xavier over Clear Creek Comana, but a little 5-0 burst there at the end of the first half. Got CCA a little bit closer and got them some momentum here going into the break after Xavier led it by as many as 11 points in the second quarter. And let's take a look at the scoring as we have it here at halftime. For Xavier, they are being led at halftime by Max Tekau with 8 points, 4 field goals for Tekau. 6 points for Matt Mims on a pair of three-point goals. Jackson Jones with 5 points. Nolan Butkowski with 2, and Bryce Schulte with a layup for 2 for the Xavier 23. For Clear Creek Comana, balanced scoring led by Kaylor Green, who had all 5 of his points right there in the last 30 seconds of the first half. He's got 5. Cal Miller, Aaron Akers, and Jake Neubauer with 4 points apiece. Only one player with more than one foul, that's Neubauer, he has 2. Clear Creek and Mana with 6 turnovers unofficially in the first half. Xavier also with 6 turnovers in the first half. We've only had 2 free throws shot in the game. That's by Clear Creek and Mana. They are 2-for-2. Xavier has not shot a free throw as of yet. 3-point goals, 3 for Xavier, 1 for the Clippers. And it's 2-0 right now, Xavier, as far as the bench scoring is concerned. And how about rebounding?
Well, rebounding, Xavier has the slight advantage there, 13-9. Look at the individuals for the Saints. Max Tekka with 5. Nolan Bukowski with 3. 1 apiece for Matt Mims, Blake Witten, as well as Bryce Schulte. 2 dead ball defensive rebounds for the Saints. Total of 5 offensive, 8 defensive, 13 for Xavier. Quaker Kamana, Evan Downs and Aaron Akers lead the Clippers with 3 each. Kayla Green with 2. Cal Miller with 1. 3 offensive, 6 defensive, total of 9 for Clear Creek Kamana.
So we're at halftime, and the winner of this one moving on to play the winner of the game between District 10 foes, Mount Pleasant and Fort Madison. Third time they met this year out of the Southeast Conference. And trying to find you a score on that one here at the halftime break. Last we looked, it was Mount Pleasant on top. They were the champions of the Southeast Conference this year. As a matter of fact, they got off to a really slow start, but really picked it up there toward the end of things.
I think maybe the big score, Scott, that's a little bit surprising, eye-opening, is the Mount Vernon and Benton's. Mount Vernon 34-15 at the half.
How about that? Some 1A scores. Gladbrook Rhinebeck over Grundy Center, 33-16. And also, Crestwood over Waverly Shellrock, 12-9. That is early second quarter. 1A scores. You've got Danville on top of Lone Tree, 15-11. Southeast Iowa Super Conference foes going at it right there. Here's another shocker in 3A into the first quarter. Knoxville on top of Sheraton, 19-11. Sheraton with only 1 loss on the year. Wallert in early second quarter leading West Delaware 13-8. And after the first quarter, it's Assumption on top of Solon, that by a score of 14-13. So 1A and 3A going on tonight. The 3A games from our area, Waverly Shellrock and Crestwood. The winner of that one will take on the winner of 2-time defending state champ Dubuque Wallert and West Delaware. And that game's going to be at the U.S. Cellular Center on Monday night. That could be real dandy. Waverly and Wallert met, I believe, last year in the first round of the state tournament in a good quarterfinal. Mount Vernon with that big lead on Benton Community. Winner of that one will get the winner of Davenport, Assumption, and Solon. Assumption had a 4-17 regular season, but remember, they played up 4A competition in the Mississippi Athletic Conference all year. So you don't underestimate Assumption.
No, you can never take anybody lightly this time of year. And Assumption got the win against Maquoketa, I believe. That was on the road against Maquoketa,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, it was.
So you got that win. They survived to get to Solon here tonight. Anything's possible. We saw Solon before Christmas against Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Got some athletes out there, some shooters, and that could be a good matchup.
Also, winner of this game, as we mentioned, gets Mount Pleasant or Fort Madison. The other districts around the state, you got Harlan taking on Carroll. Winner of that one gets a real good matchup tonight between MOC, Floyd Valley, and Helan. There were 4 really good teams. There was a first rounder. Helan beat Sergeant Bluff Luton in a first round game. Spirit Lake taking on Storm Lake tonight. Webster City and Algona, those two will meet. Winners will meet. Mentioned Sheraton and Knoxville playing tonight. Winner of that one gets Newton or Grinnell. Number 1 Pella taking on Bondurant Farrar tonight. Winner of that one gets either Nevada or Ballard. And then the other Substate 8, winner of Boone and Perry gets Glenwood and Atlantic. 2 top 10 teams playing in that one tonight. 1A, some of the area games. Al Burnett and Jessup meeting at Olwine tonight. Al Burnett ended North Lynn season 2 nights ago. Lisbon and Easton Valley playing tonight. Lone Tree is leading number 2 Danville by 3 points at halftime in their district final tonight. Linville, Sully, and Meskwaki playing. Montezuma and Kyoto playing tonight as well as we get down to sub-states coming up Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Yeah, and you mentioned Easton Valley playing. They were up 26-11 after the first quarter. So they had a terrific first quarter offensively.
Of course, tomorrow night, Class 4A. That's it in action around the state of Iowa. Sub-state semifinals in all eight of them. Eight of the sub-states. So we'll have 32 teams, 16 games. And we'll get to see Linmar take on a really red-hot Waterloo East team. Two really hot teams going at it tomorrow night.
It'll be a fun game, Scott. I'm looking forward to that. I've heard a lot about Waterloo East. Coach McGraw back there, he's got them rolling out there, and they got some size in the interior that's pretty tough to defend.
And Linmar's had trouble with size this year.
That's exactly right. That's how we were going to go with that one. And we'll see if Waterloo East can match up with the five perimeter shooters for Linmar.
And then Jefferson and Iowa City West. Brent Balbinot will have that game tomorrow on 107.5 and 106.3. We'll be on 1600 AM coming up tomorrow night for that one. Halftime of this 3A district final. It is Cedar Rapids Xavier 23 and Clear Creek Amana 17. We'll come back with the second half, and we'll do it after this. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds for this here on KGYN.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
People down there. Sound like a lot of Marion people are going.
Here we go, back with you at Cedar Rapids Prairie as we are at halftime, and the Saints leading Clear Creek Amana 23-17. I think we had a chess match at halftime. I think they don't use the chalkboard anymore, so I think it's the whiteboard was really going.
Who knows? Maybe they use iPads now.
I don't know.
Been out of it for a little bit, but I tell you, probably some talk going on. Xavier kind of got that run going, figured out that zone a little bit, and then Coach Otteson switched things up a little bit on the defensive end. Got some steals, some stops. They got it going the other way as well. And like you said, Clear Creek Amana kind of survived that punch out there that Xavier looked like they were going to give them the roundhouse out there, and they dodged it and answered with their own with five right before the half.
The longer Clear Creek Amana sticks around, the more confidence the Clippers build, and the tougher it'll be for the favored Xavier Saints to put this one away.
Remember, Neubauer sat for a little bit of that first half with two fouls. So, you know, he's the guy that Xavier identified as the key coming into this one. So he's going to start this third quarter. If he can get it going on the offensive end, that's going to help the Clippers a lot.
Going to be Xavier ball to start the second half. Saints playing without Mitch Berger tonight. Coach's decision. So they got Jackson Jones, Matt Mims, Nolan Bukowski, Ryan Stolken, and Max Tekau out there. The 5-4 Ryan Lersman. And we're underway with half number two.
Mims was going to shoot it there from the volleyball line for a second.
At about a 27-footer. Clear Creek Amana, Downs, Miller, Neubauer, Kaler Green, and Akers. So the starting five in there for Steve Otteson in what could be his final game after a 43-year career. Mims high lob pass to Jones. Drops it right in the lane to Stolken. Back it comes to Mims on the drive.
Clear Creek's essentially just matching with them. Starting the 1-2-2, but as soon as Xavier flashes somebody, they go 1-3-1.
They go back door, and a nice basket by Bukowski on the pass from Jackson Jones.
A little diagonal, and that sucks the bottom guy up on the dribble penetration. Find him underneath.
25-17, just underway with the second half. And Clear Creek with the basketball. Kaler Green, who scored the last five of the first half for the Clippers. Downs out top to Cal Miller. Holds it center circle. Back it comes to Downs. They'll clear it out for him. Spin move inside and traveled with it. Just lost his balance as he tried to pivot.
Going to his right, going to spin back to his left that time. Did his best to try and hold that pivot foot down.
25-17, the Xavier lead. Just tied three times early, and then Xavier got the lead on a three-pointer and haven't given it back since then. Bounce up top, Bukowski. Quick pass to the corner. Here's Stolkin for three. Missed it. And the rebound on the weak side to Cal Miller.
Neubauer's going to assume the point guard duties again.
Playing with two fouls. Only player for either team with two. Stutter dribble, circling left. Kayla Green. Couple of jab steps. Now he comes back to the right side. Stop and go move. Drives in the lane. Almost lost it. Kicks it back outside. Long three. Good by Cal Miller.
Scouting report on him as he's a streaky shooter. He scores in bunches. So we see if that continues.
25-20. Pass inside. And Tekau triple teamed and a foul call. And it's going to go against Kayla Green.
He caught it down low in the block that time against the zone and quickly converged on it pretty quickly, but set it as a piece of the arm.
25-20, Xavier up by five. Mims back to the corner. Butkowski three at the side of the glass. He wanted to foul them, get it. Akers chases down the rebound.
Well, they definitely got a piece of the ball over there. You can see how it changed direction.
Green outside the arc. CCA can get this down to two. With a three-pointer. Akers outside the arc, off the clear out. Downs drives, cross-court pass to Green. Gets it right back. He'll go up for the three and buries it from the left wing.
It's two consecutive three-pointers for Clear Creek. The first one by Miller and this time by Green. Good ball movement out against the Xavier defense.
25-23. Lead for Xavier. Cut from eight down to two on back-to-back threes. Mims to Petkowski. A play catch with it. Mims left open. Turns down the shot. Stolkin. Pass to Jones. Left of the key three. Can't get the roll. And the rebound to Evan Downs.
Well, Jones got a good look. And he's, like we said, he's a very good three-point shooter. He just can't find the mark right now.
Neubauer off to Clura. Drives on Mims. Yo-yos it back out. Cross-court pass goes to Green. Jones jumping out on him. Xavier man-to-man. Dump down low. Downs posting up. Had it blocked by Tekau. Good defense.
Yeah, straight up that time. All ball. Didn't come down across the wrist.
Bukowski a drive and a kick. Jones fumbled it for a moment. Now Xavier will set it up. Jones gets it back from Mims. Goes baseline in all the way and was fouled.
I'm going to be careful out there right now. Official talking to Downs about a little too much demonstration.
Foul's going to be on Aaron Akers. That'll be personal foul number two, and that'll send Jackson Jones to the free throw line. Xavier's first free throw of the night is good.
Haven't shot many of them. And he said in that first half was a pretty cleanly played game. Seen several blocks tonight too, Scott. Kids in good position, not fouling on them.
Mount Pleasant leading Fort Madison 27-10.
Wow.
That one is at halftime, and we're going to get a pushing foul on Jones on the trap along the sideline.
He got up into him with his body that time, and his hands were off, but he just bodied him, and it was just enough to throw him off balance.
So it'll be Clear Creek command at inbound.
Clear Creek side away from us got filled in nicely as this game's gone on. Of the vocal crowd.
Clippers down by three. With 4 minutes to play. Inside Akers fumbled it, kicked it back out to Cal Miller. Xavier really coming out on him to close him out. Down low to Akers. Cross-court pass intercepted by Bitkowski. Two-on-one break. All the way down. Layup rimming. No, but he drew the foul.
Nice look off that time. Looked like he was going to pass it to Mims and then just brings it back to his left to go up with the attempted finish.
Foul's going to be on Cal Miller. That is his second and the third team foul.
I don't know, have we seen a sub yet in this quarter?
No, we haven't.
Oh, starters logging a lot of minutes here, both ways.
26-23 as the first free throw, no good. Xavier one out of three now.
Solon for Solon fans out there, they're ahead of Assumption, 27-24 at the half.
Both free throws no good. And Clear Creek Amana again can tie with the three ball. Going to the basket to our left, and Xavier will go zone now. Back to that point drop, 1-2-2.
Stolkin at the point. He can cause problems with his length and athleticism.
Akers and his leaner blocked, but drew the foul. I think they're going to get Tekau.
Probably would have been all right there, Scott, but he brings that arm down afterwards. He got the ball at first initially, and then he raked his arm across Akers's.
Solon, as you mentioned, with that three-point lead at the break. Akers on the free throw line. Right-hander's first one is good. He's got five. Brings Clear Creek Amana within two at 26-24. Stolken out. Bryce Schulte into the Xavier lineup.
Another halftime here, Scott. Dubuque-Waller 31-19 over West Delaware.
And Crestwood upsetting Waverly-Shellrock at halftime, 29-21. Second free throw no good. Jones on the save, got it into Bukowski.
Hustle play by Jones that time.
Stays a two-point game. We haven't seen a lot of dribble penetration by Xavier. They've been trying to beat him off the pass.
And a little bit of run there in that second quarter. They worked it pretty well, but now length again at Clear Creek Amana bothering him.
And Bukowski pops the three from the left wing.
I want you to know, as soon as I say that, he finds an open look out there.
Off the dribble, he's got both field goals for Xavier, 29-24. Miller with the pull-up, won't go, and they tip it on the weak side, picked up by Schulte. Mims ahead to Tekau, running the court, and a leaner off the window, good from the right block.
Great transition, offensive transition for the Saints.
30-second timeout going to be taken here by the Clippers. They're going to get Thompson in. Good timeout here by Steve Otteson. Kind of feels the momentum going away a little bit.
Yeah, one time, look back in this ball game, Xavier was up 21-10, and then Xavier kind of got stuck there. They didn't get much scoring. They got 23, 25, and Clear Creek Amana just keep coming back. Xavier with a little bit of a run right now. Clear Creek Amana on offense has been better when they've taken some time. They come down, they take quick shots. They're not quite as efficient.
31-24, Xavier. Akers, Neubauer, Miller, along with Downs and Thompson in there for Steve Otteson. And for Xavier, Nolan Bukowski, Jones, Schulte, Mims, and Tekau. Xavier's only played seven. Clear Creek Amana's only played seven. High pass to the corner. Here's Miller trying it for three. Too strong. Rebound tipped around. Akers gets it off the Downs tip. And the Clippers will have another shot at it here. Neubauer starts to penetrate. Goes behind the back with a dribble. And gets a return pass from Miller. Up top against the zone. Feeds right of the lane. Kick to the corner. Thompson three, and he hits.
Had a chance for a three-point play there, Scott. A little bit of a contact after the shot, but they played through it.
Thompson with his first bucket. Three threes here in the quarter by Clear Creek Amana. Jones, good ball movement. Over to Schulte. Turned down the jumper. Gets it to Mims. Yo-yos a dribble. Steps back. He'll try the three, no. Rebound. Schulte kept it alive for Jones. Good hustle play. Bukowski from the corner. Three-pointer ringing up for Bukowski.
That hustle play you just mentioned, Scott, by Jones keeping it alive out there pays off for Xavier. They reverse the ball and they find the open three.
34-27. Minute and a half to play here in the third. Neubauer over to Miller. They play catch along the side. Cross court to Thompson. Neubauer on the penetration move. He'll yo-yo it back out with a minute 20 to play. Now is open for three. Puts it up off the left side. No. Tip by Akers. Kept it alive on a hustle play of his own. Neubauer double dribbled it. Yep. Thought he was going to get away with it. Two officials didn't see it. One did.
I tell you, Scott, Neubauer coming into Akers. He was diving for it. Akers took a knee to the face, it looked like. He's getting up. He's twisting that neck around out there. He's going to stay in the ball game.
Yeah, he's shaking it off, though. Tough guy is Aaron Akers. Minute to play here in third. Mims right of the circle. High lob pass, cross court. Now up top to Jones against the zone. With 55 seconds to play in the third. Mims fakes the pass, then goes up for the open jumper. Right free throw line, no. But Schulte kept the rebound alive again.
Yeah, coming from the backside that time. Just moving his feet, keeps moving.
Mims, a bounce to the corner. Tekau doubled over there. Trying to get out of it, had it slapped away and stolen by Neubauer.
Well, that was Green and Neubauer on the double team with good defense.
Turnover number 7, 28 seconds to play. Here in the third, Xavier by 7.
I'm going to say they're going to hold for one, and Xavier's going to stay in the zone. Xavier matching on this man-to-man.
Neubauer with 16 seconds. No 5-second count right now with Butkowski out there. Down to 10 seconds. Off the 1-4 clear out. Neubauer drives in, and before the shot, a little hand check called. I think they're going to get Butkowski.
Draws the foul. Going to be baseline out of bounds. So you still got plenty of time. 8.4 seconds. You can get something out of the inbound. If you don't get it, you got time to set your offense.
And Witten will come in. Butkowski got a second foul. He'll leave for the last 8.4. And Cal Miller will come in for Steve Addison.
Another three-point shooter in there, Scott.
Inbound to Akers on the handback. Neubauer spins back to the corner. Miller drops it inside to Akers, and they're going to get him for a travel. There was contact.
He said play through it out there. Hey, that was nicely executed, though, until the travel at the end. Nice little play they ran.
Mims quickly into front court to the corner, and they don't get the shot off. And that's it for the third quarter. Well, should be a good one as we head to the fourth. After three, 10th-rated Xavier, 34. Clear Creek Amana, 27. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to District Final Basketball from KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls basketball team season ended with a close 62-58 loss to 14th-rated Grinnell on Saturday. The Saints ended their season 10-13. Xavier was led by senior McKenna Anderson with 20 points. Junior Lexi Noonan added 18. The Xavier wrestling team placed two individuals at the state wrestling tournament last weekend in Des Moines. Clint Lembeck of Xavier made the Class 3A finals at 138 pounds, but fell to Nelson Brands of Iowa City West to finish second. Josh Gerke placed fifth at 145 pounds for Xavier. The Xavier bowling teams had two individuals compete at the state bowling tournament in Des Moines on Tuesday. Jacob Fulton rolled a 375 two-game series to finish 21st on the boys' side, while Tanya Zog finished 25th with a 344 series.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back with you as we start quarter number four. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn as Xavier leads it through three, 34-27. Nolan Butkowski got the hot hand in the third. Some hustle plays by Bryce Schulte. And all three field goals for CCA in the third, three-point land.
Xavier starts the fourth quarter, and they're man-to-man.
Cal Miller, backdoor pass underneath, and layup good, but wave it off. Hallett thought he had a three-point play. It's going to be a push before the shot on Bryce Schulte.
He had waved that off immediately. That official was right there, Johnny, on the spot. Good play again, though, by Clear Creek Amana. They screen, and then they drug him along the backside after the ball screen.
Hallett shot no good off the inbound. They fight for the rebound underneath, and Clear Creek Amana gets it. Neubauer, Hallett in there along with Kaylor Green, Cal Miller, and also Downs in the lineup for Clear Creek Amana. Miller fakes the three on the drive. Had it knocked away by Mims, picked up by Schulte. And Schulte will hold up and wait for a guard.
Wisely by Schulte.
Now to Jones in the corner. Quick three, no good. Back tap by Witten, goes into the backcourt. Saved by Xavier. And it was tips and no over and back. Big collision at midcourt and then a foul off a steal. And we got bodies all over the place.
Yeah, we do. And I'll tell you, Coach Addison wanted that because it was Xavier that tipped it. So then that's why it should, in their opinion, it should have been over and back.
Mount Pleasant with a big lead after three, 37-18 over Fort Madison. And then Bryce Schulte laid a shoulder on the picker, Kaylor Green, at the midcourt stripe.
We got everybody excited right now. It's got both sides.
34-27. Clear Creek Amana with the basketball. Miller up top to Downs. Over to Kaylor Green, circles right outside the arc. Right back it comes to Green. Pop up three-pointer, no. And the rebound to Witten. Witten, Mims, Schulte, Stolken, and Jones in there for Xavier. Witten out front. Mims. Nice spin move to avoid the steal. Takes it inside. Blocked by Downs. Lead pass. They got a two-on-one. Chased down by Green, and he got tripped up accidentally. And the ball goes out of bounds. They got their feet tangled. And it's going to go back to Xavier.
They look like they had a sure two going out there, Scott. Downs made a good athletic play at that end with the block. And then he kind of blocked it to himself, and he got a terrific outlet. Couldn't get the payoff, though.
And we're going to get a Xavier full timeout. Timeout, Xavier. 6:29 to play here in the ball game. It's the Saints 34, Clear Creek Amana 27. Back in a minute. You're listening to 3A District Final Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union on the gym.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
A trip to the boys' state basketball tournament's at stake this Saturday night on KGYM. Join us Saturday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for a Class 2A boys' sub-state final as Iowa City Regina takes on Anamosa. The Regals will look to make it back-to-back trips to Des Moines against an athletic Blue Raider team looking for a trip to Wells Fargo Arena. That's boys' Class 2A sub-state final basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Iowa City Regina versus Anamosa. Saturday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. KGYM.
Well, the intensity has ratcheted up a little bit here at Prairie. Both teams with a lot of intensity during that timeout.
Coach Lersman going to spread it out a little bit more coming out of that break.
34-27, Xavier with the lead and the basketball. They go back door. Nice pass to Tekau as he drove right baseline on the easy two.
They spread it out, and they start it to the left. They reverse it back to the right. Tekau, beautiful move along the baseline.
36-27, Green. Circles right, takes the top of the key. Kick out now to Miller. Akers up top, picked up by Stolken. As Xavier's gone back to the man-to-man. Going to be Jones on Kaler Green. Hand back to Miller. Neubauer comes right, gets doubled. Goes crossover. Nice push pass underneath, and the block. Downs got caught underneath. Leaves it for Akers. Leaner up, no, but he drew the foul.
Tekau going to have to be careful out there. So you can say Akers does a good job. He's undersized as far as height goes. He's got a good body on him out there, and he does a nice job using that body to keep that defender away from him.
63% foul shooter on the year, and gets two, missed the first one. He'll have one more, a five-point night for the 6'3 senior.
Creek Command are going to play a little bit different zone, it looks like.
36-27, second one right through. Pulls the Clippers within eight at 36-28.
A little more half-court style out here, Scott, with Downs all the way up at the center line when it happened.
Stolken's pass, tip stolen away by Downs. He leads it ahead on the diagonal pass to Miller after Xavier turns it over for the 10th time. Right point, Neubauer, stop-and-go move on the drive. Fouled from behind on the shot. Going to get Mims on the foul.
Gonna shoot two free throws.
Six-team foul on Xavier, make it seventh-team foul, and only three on Clear Creek Amana.
Only four points tonight, Scott, for the leading scorer for Clear Creek here.
Make it five as he gets the free throw. And Bryce Schulte back in for Xavier.
He had good minutes in that third period.
Gonna come in for Ryan Stolken. 36-29 with 5:23 remaining here in this district final. Free throw number two curls in. Neubauer with a half a dozen. The lead a half a dozen for Xavier at 36-30. And now a little trapping half court pressure. Mims lost it on the double team. Tried to get it to Jones. Stolen away.
Two consecutive turnovers since Clear Creek Amana extended that zone defense.
Oh. Inside Mims then took it away from Neubauer. Up the far boards, Butkowski doubled. Gets it down low on the block to Techout. Back up top. Mims, pop up three, and he hits.
Yeah, nice inside-out game that time, and Downs even closing out on him. Shoots over the top of the 6'5 defender.
That was a big turnaround there. 39-30 after Clerker Kamana had a chance to cut it to three. Akers sets a screen for Miller. Circles left, now takes it in the lane. Drop off, bounce pass underneath. Shot good. Downs went up to try to dunk it. Lost the handle and it went in. They're going to get the foul, I think, on Techout.
Yeah, Techout came across. He got a piece of the arm. Popped the ball loose. Perfect bank winds up for Clear Creek Amana.
Downs with a chance at the three-point play. 39-32. High arching free throw won't go. And over the back of Kaler Green.
That was Schulte on the screen out that time. He went over the top of him.
As Stolken will come back in the Xavier lineup. And Techow will come out with three fouls. First Saint with three. No one has three for Clear Creek Amana.
And again, they're going to pick up right about the timeline, Scott, with Downs out the point.
Jones, big bounce to the corner. Give and go. Back to Jones. Nice move. Off the glass for two. Nice spin.
Yeah, it was. He does a nice job spinning out of the double team down there, Scott.
Eight for Jackson Jones, a sophomore. And Xavier up nine, 41-32. Over Clear Creek Amana. Akers tips the pass up top. Retrieves it between the circles. Downs quickly to the corner. Miller, high arching three. Can't get the roll. They fight for the rebound. Couple bodies hit the deck, and they're going to get a foul, I think, on Akers.
There's like three bodies on the floor. I didn't know who he's going to pick when he blew that whistle, but there's a lot of contact in there.
And that'll be the third on Akers. 4 minutes to play here in the game. 41-32. Xavier with the basketball. Schulte trapped along the far sideline. High catch, got it to Bukowski. Right back it comes to Schulte in the corner. Fakes, drives baseline, and a blocking foul. They're going to get it on Akers.
And Schulte can then lower that shoulder. Akers may have been leaning a little bit there that helped the official make the call.
Kind of slid a little bit.
Right at the very end.
We had a good angle on it, though. And that's four now on Akers. He's picked up two back-to-back fouls.
They're going to let him play with only 3:44 left, down by nine.
Inbound, Butkowski goes crossover, drives in. One-hand floater, short. Trying to tip it to keep it alive out of bounds.
Ooh. And,
they're going to give it to Xavier.
That is a... Oh, that sure looked like it was going to go Clear Creek's way. Good break for Xavier right there, Scott.
See if they take advantage. Six team fouls now on Clear Creek Amana. Butkowski, high lob pass, right wing. Over it comes to Jones in the baseline. Pull-up jumper in and out. And the rebound to Neubauer. Lead pass, Kaler Green beating everybody back. He'll pull it out in the corner and gets it to Downs. Goes back door to Miller. Ball tipped away, loose, and picked up by Jones.
Contact again, they said play on.
Inside, Butkowski, leaner won't go off the glass, but he drew the foul.
Downs down there that time on the, was going to get that foul.
That'll be only his first personal.
Bukowski leading scorer right now for Xavier. Been active. Really gets after both ends of the floor.
Bukowski's free throw up and swished right through. And he'll have another one on the two-shot situation. Nolan Bukowski with 11 tonight for Xavier. Techout leading the way with 12, and now Bukowski ties him up with a dozen.
Next minute here, Scott, is going to be really crucial for Clear Creek, down 11. Got to cut into this lead before they go into the final 2 minutes.
43-32, under three to play in the game. Akers turns right free throw line, puts it on the floor, drives on Schulte, takes him inside. Hanks puts it up, no. And the weak side board out of there to Stolken. Mims, Cooley, pops up for three and hits it what might be the dagger.
Yeah, that was huge right there. Coach Otis is going to take that timeout.
Timeout, Clear Creek Amana. 2:39 to play in the ball game. It's Xavier with their biggest lead of the night. Saints 46, CCA 32. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now, exclusively from I'm On Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, I'm On Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. I'm On Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Here we go.
Engage.
Back with you here from Cedar Rapids Prairie as we are down to 2:39 to play, and Xavier with back-to-back threes, and Mims comes up with a nice steal. Took it away in mid-air from Neubauer and gets the layup, and Mims taking over here in the fourth.
Yeah, it's just quick 5 points for Mims, knocks down that three, and then gets the beautiful steal and layup.
14 now for Mims, and it's 48-32. Neubauer in the drive, floater in the lane, he got the roll. And a quick Clear Creek Amana timeout again. Go ahead.
He got around him and got into the lane area. That little floater. He got the good bounce off the rim.
11 now for Neubauer. Or check that. I beg your pardon. 8 for Neubauer. And it's 48-34 with 2:15 to play here in the game. Got to come with pressure now if you're the Clippers. And with that, they're going to bring in another guard. And for Xavier, the 68% free throw shooting team for the year. But their second best free thrower is not in the lineup tonight.
Well, I was going to say there, Scott, they've responded. They made the runs, some runs when they needed to. It's been a streaky ball game. You're looking at both these teams. Seem like they've scored in spurts out there. Right now, Xavier's the beneficiary of going on a run. Bryce Schulte off the bench has been big. And Bukowski, obviously, he started, but normally a bench player. And Schulte is really giving good minutes, I think, tonight, too, as well.
Yeah, really has. He's done a lot of the little things.
That's what I was going to say. You may not see a lot of it in the box score out there, but he certainly has worked extremely hard and kept balls alive, played good defense.
Pressure, and Schulte fouled and grabbed by Downs over in the corner. Xavier broke the press.
They're doing that on purpose, Scott, over here. You can tell from the Clear Creek bench. They're going to try and make Xavier make some free throws here.
1-1, Bryce Schulte has not attempted a free throw this season.
And they had that in their scouting report. As soon as he caught it, they said, right there, that's what you want to get.
Missed the free throw, and the rebound chased down by Akers. 2:07 to play, and Clear Creek Amana down 14 with the basketball. Neubauer, skip pass over the top, stolen away by Schulte, and then a foul on Green.
He's going to put Schulte on the line again, going the other way.
15 Clear Creek Amana turnovers. Green gets his third. 19 foul, and Schulte back to the line.
That guy's going to be coming in for Schulte out there. Better free thrower.
Solon leading Davenport Assumption at the end of the third quarter, 43-42. Schulte's free throw, can't get it to go. And the rebound to Clear Creek Amana, Neubauer. Quickly into the front court. Under two to play. Clippers down by 14. Pass to the corner. Miller fakes. Kicks it left over to Neubauer. Neubauer on the drive. No look pass underneath the Downs. Puts it off the glass. No. Rebound, no. And Stolkin with the board. Here's Mims through traffic, and he was fouled. As Neubauer will pick up his third.
Mims going to the free throw line. He's pretty good at free throw shooter, Scott. Almost 80% out there,
yep.
79.7. I would like to say I take credit for teaching him how to do that, but I can't.
But missed the free throw. Now you're definitely not going to, right?
There you go.
Schulte will come out, and Max Tekau back in. One more Mims, two-shot situation, and got the roll.
I'll give the point to the wrong team up there, Scott. It should be 49-34, I think.
Yep. 49-34, minute 29 to play. Green, no-look pass underneath to Downs, and the flying layup is good. And Clear Creek Amana will use their final timeout here.
Stopping the clock again there, Scott. They're going to try and set up their press, see if they can get a turnover. If not, they're going to probably foul immediately.
With a minute 22 to go, and Xavier, Mims had a big second. Bukowski had a big third quarter. Mims had a big fourth quarter. A couple buckets inside. Schulte with all the little plays. And Xavier extended the six-point lead out to 14.
And doing it at the right time, making plays when they need to down the stretch here. Timely plays. You know, that big, it was 39-33, I believe, Scott, at one point in time. And Clear Creek Amana came down, not able to convert, goes back the other way. And they could have cut it to three with that. And then they hit a big three, Xavier did, stretched it back out to nine. And then it's been uphill climbing for Clear Creek ever since then.
So the Saints will come out of the huddle with Mims, Tekau, Stolkin, Bukowski, and Jackson Jones. It'll be Jones to inbound. Face guarded by Evan Downs. Looking and gets it into Bukowski in the corner. Comes around a couple of screens into the front court. Jones gets the pass underneath the Tekau wide open and gets the layup. That's how you break a press.
Yeah, and they sold out up front. Clear Creek almost had to, trying to get the turnover.
Mount Pleasant has won 48-31. And they will get the winner of this one, which appears to be Xavier from the corner. Miller for three, won't go. And the rebound tipped out to Green. He'll turn, fire the tray, and got it. Top of the circle.
Knocks it down. No timeouts left, though. They have to play through it.
Mims, long bounce into the front court. And a great feed underneath from Tekau to Stolkin for the easy two.
Capitalizing against that full court pressure Xavier has last two possessions.
53-39, 35 seconds to play. Another three is good by Green, but no timeouts remaining. Green with 14. Xavier gets it into Bukowski, and he was fouled.
And they called the foul out there.
And foul going to be on Downs.
Well, Green with those back-to-back threes gives Clear Creek a glimmer of hope out here. And they're going to have a lot of things go right there. Down 11.
But yeah.
Hope for some misses, and you got to have a few more of those threes.
Nolan Bukowski on the line for two. Double bonus, and the first one up and good. As Akers will come back in for Thompson.
Yeah, not a bad selection by Clear Creek to foul him. He's 57% on the year.
So far tonight, though, 3 out of 5. Make it 3 out of 6. 54-42, 25 seconds to play. Neubauer, or make it Green, a little shake and bank move, drives in all the way and got fouled on a bump.
Going to go to the free throw line. Still the 1-1 for Clear Creek Amana.
Five seniors in the lineup for CCA. And free throw good.
This could be the final 21 seconds of Coach Otteson's coaching career.
Yeah, he's heard the national anthem played a lot.
A lot of yellow bus rides.
A lot of yellow bluebirds. Free throw, 1 out of 2. Jones the rebound, 20 seconds to play, and a foul on Clear Creek Amana in the backcourt on Downs. That'll be his fourth.
As you said, Scott, in the pregame, Coach Otteson, one of the truly nice guys in the game of basketball. Always does things with a lot of class.
54-43, free throw, good. It was a really game effort by this Clippers tonight.
And they pushed them early, and a couple times Xavier would jump up. 21-10 early got on them in that second period. Clear Creek came storming back right before the half.
56-43, Neubauer penetrates, Downs gives it to Miller. He'll turn, fire the deep three, front iron no, Downs. The rebound, hooks it down low to Akers, had it blocked, got it back, 3 seconds out of bounds, and it'll be Xavier ball. And it'll be Xavier to advance.
I'm going to put in a few more players out there right now, Clear Creek is.
But they didn't get him in time. 56-43, the final score in this one. As Xavier Saints advance, they'll take on Mount Pleasant. And that will be on Monday nights down at Iowa City West. And we'll have it for you right here on KGYM. Final score, 56-43. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with the postgame after this.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Boys Class 4A Substate action continues with a semifinal showdown this Friday night on KGYM. Join Brent Balmanoff this Friday night at 6:45 with the pregame as number 3 Iowa City West hosts Cedar Rapids Jefferson. It's the third matchup of the year between these MVC foes, with West winning the first two matchups. That's Boys Class 4A Substate semifinal basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Cedar Rapids Jefferson at number 3 Iowa City West. Friday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
How was he, Rock?
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie, 56-43, the win for the Xavier Saints. In this one here tonight, district champions, district number 9, and they will advance to take on Mount Pleasant, as Mount Pleasant, a 48-31 winner over Fort Madison. We'll talk to Ryan Lersman coming up, a couple players as well. And Clear Creek Amana gave Xavier everything they wanted tonight.
Yeah, they did. You know, winds up a 13-point ball game, but you know, it was, well, we talked about it, it was 39-33. Clear Creek Amana had the basketball, not able to convert. And then they hit a big three going the other way, Xavier does, and that seemed to be kind of that backbreaker, that extension that Xavier needed. And Clear Creek Amana went cold then from beyond the three-point line until Green hit a few of them there at the end.
Nolan Bukowski had a good third quarter. Matt Mims had a good fourth quarter in this one for Xavier. And Saints did a good job. Every time Clear Creek Amana made a run, Xavier got a bucket.
They kept their poise out there, Scott, too. They weren't, Matt Mims, I thought, did a very, very good job out there taking care of the basketball. Early, he found the soft spots in the zone when the zone was causing some problems for Xavier in the first few possessions. Kind of got him settled in a little bit out there. And then, as you mentioned, Scott, we mentioned in the ball game, Bryce Schulte came up really big for him too as well out there. He had done a lot of the little things, and Tech out with 5 rebounds. He was active along the baseline as well. So some of those other starters stepped up and made up for Berger's absence.
We'll give you the final stat rundown in this one coming up here for you as Xavier wins at 56-43. For the Victoria Xavier Saints, they'll head to the Substate with a record of 15-8. The Substate final on Monday night against Iowa City West. We'll give you all the facts and figures coming up in a little bit. But we're going to get a word from a couple of the Xavier Saints here. Matt Mims is going to join us here, and Matt, congratulations. It wasn't easy, but it never is at this point of the season, is it?
No, they came in with a great game plan, and they made us work for everything.
Well, what was the game plan for you guys coming in? What did you work on in the couple of days of preparation?
We knew they were going to probably come out in zone, so we really worked on scoring with that, and we really worked hard defensively, and we wanted to limit them on their threes and limit them on offensive rebounds, and that's what we did.
You looked like you beat them on the pass more than the dribble penetration tonight.
Yeah, I wanted to get everyone involved. They're guarding me pretty tight, so I just found the open man. I just took what they were giving me, and yeah.
Well, I got a weekend to get ready for what's coming up on Monday night. You guys are going to play Mount Pleasant again? Played them the first game of the year.
Yeah, they're a great team. I'm sure they've gotten better since we played them the first game of the year. But we just got to come out hard, and hopefully we can make it back to the well.
Yep, and that's the goal, I know, for this team.
Yes, sir.
Well, you got to talk to Coach Dunn, because he said you were a really good free throw shooter, and then you missed.
It's that announcer's jinx out there, yeah. Matt. Hey, you did a terrific job as far as directing traffic early, especially you found the soft spot of their zone, found Tech Owl out there, and some nice-looking assists.
Learned it from you.
He knows what to say, doesn't
there
he?
There you go. There you go.
We'll see you Monday night, Matt. Congratulations. And we'll get a word from Bryce Schulte here as Xavier gets the victory tonight, 56-43. You don't have to worry about that. We're going to take it down
right,
anyway. Hopefully get a word from Nolan Butkowski and Max Techout coming up. Bryce Schulte joining us here. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You got a few more minutes tonight, and boy, you didn't get a lot of points, but you did a lot of the little things tonight.
Yeah, I got to give Clear Creek a lot of credit. They came out, played a tough game, but I just try to help my team any way they can, any way I can get boards or steals or rebounds and stuff like that. So I just try to help out any way I can.
You got tips, you got steals from behind, you got rebounds. If you didn't get the rebound, you tipped it out, and that's winning basketball.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's mostly just effort and hustle, and I think that comes down to it in basketball, who gives the most effort and hustle, and I think it came down to that today.
And I know you'd like to have the two free throws back, but those were your first two of the year.
Yeah, I don't know. I was a little rusty. I didn't shoot a whole lot this game, but that first one was not pretty, but the second one, I tried to get it a little better.
I tell you, that was a physical game tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah. They came out hard and ready, and we just had to step up defensively, and I think we did this game.
Well, Mount Pleasant coming up on Monday night, so rematch of the opening night.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, we'll see you down there Monday, Bryce.
All right, thank you.
All right, Bryce Schulte joining us here. And here's Ryan Lersman, the head coach of the Xavier Saints, as they get the win 56-43. And it's never easy, is it, when you get to this time of the year? And boy, Clear Creek Comana played a really good game.
Yeah, you got to give them credit. Their kids came out, played really inspired ball, were very tough on both ends, and patient and executed their game plan. We just feel fortunate that we were able to respond and make the plays we needed to play to get the win.
Well, you knew they were going to come out and zone you. Quite a bit anyway. It was a tough zone with that length out front.
Yeah, 44 at the top of it makes it awfully difficult to get some quality looks, but I thought our kids were patient. We were a little tight shooting it early. That tends to happen tournament time, but we settled in and made good plays attacking the gaps and eventually got high quality shots and were able to knock some down.
Butkowski came up big for you again tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a real big game at Waterloo East. A similar situation where they were playing a 3-2 zone, and Nolan's got that capability in him. I'm really pleased for him, really happy. We needed that tonight.
Well, and I think Matt did a really good job because he didn't force the issue. He was patient, found Max on the back line quite a bit.
Yeah, Matt is really getting a feel for how to control tempo from the one spot. We've talked about it a lot from last summer all the way up to just a couple days ago, and he's really embraced that role that you have as a point guard of dictating it. And you're right, he got into the gaps, was able to find Tech out with some bounce passes, and we just need more play like that out of him down the stretch.
Yep, and a couple things to work on, the free throw shooting a little bit, and then probably a few too many turnovers for your desire tonight.
Yeah, we kind of threw it around the yard for a little bit there, so definitely want to clean that up and just be sharper, stronger with the ball. But in the free throw shooting, yeah, we didn't close it out quite what we'd like to with our free throw shooting. So we've got to get plenty of reps here the next couple days.
I know Neubauer for Clear Creek Amana was kind of the key coming into this one. And
yeah,
you guys did a terrific job on him, I thought, defensively.
We did. He was the guy that we identified. He used the engine that makes that team go. And to Matt's credit and Nolan's credit, they really made him work hard, made him work for everything that he got tonight.
Well, now you got Mount Pleasant coming up, and you played in the first game of the year. And now I can imagine what you and Dan and Brad and everyone saying, hey, they're a lot different than they
yes.
were, because you kind of blew them out of the water the first game.
First night, you never know what's going to happen. They certainly didn't have one of their better nights, and we were fortunate to play pretty well. So, Coach Runquist is one of the best in the state. They've got a great sophomore class. They got a heck of a point guard. So we know it'll be a battle just like tonight was, and we've got to be ready to go, and hopefully we can get one more here and find a way to get back to Des Moines.
But you'll be in a familiar setting at
yeah,
least.
Yeah, I think it helped us to be playing here tonight, and then come Monday at Iowa City West, having played there just a couple weeks ago, the kids should be very comfortable with the surroundings.
And you got 10 more feet?
That's right, the college floor.
There you go.
It's always been an advantage for Berge.
It's going to help you, though, right?
What's that?
It's going to help you guys, though, don't
it? It should, yeah. We like to get up and down ourselves, so hopefully that'll play into our advantage because we might have a little bit more depth. We could maybe play a few more guys.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you Monday night. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We'll see you down in Iowa City.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right.
Congratulations.
Ryan Lersman, head coach of the Xavier Saints, as they get the victory in this one here tonight, 56-43 over Clear Creek Manna. As Xavier now 15-8 on the year. And Clear Creek Manna ends their season at 12-11, and they left everything on the floor tonight.
Yeah, they did, Scott. And you can't fault them for lack of effort coming out here and scrapping and doing what they could out there. Their zone, at times, offensively, only scoring 43 points really is kind of the name of the game here tonight. Defensively, they did enough to keep themselves in the ball game, but struggled a little bit at times on the offensive end.
And they end their season at 12-11, and Steve Odison's final game as a head coach right now anyway. You never say never, right, in this profession. But, yeah, Dave Slabaugh, we thought it was his last game last year in Williamsburg, and he showed up on the bench over here to our left.
Yeah, and you know, he's going to go out. I'm sure he's talking to his kids right now, but it's very difficult because there's a lot of seniors. There's a lot of seniors in that locker room right now, too, that he's got to be thinking about. That's probably his first priority, and trying to get their minds right and, you know, give them a little bit of perspective to move on here.
Yeah, but a good win tonight for the Xavier Saints as they get it over Clear Creek Manna, 56-43. And we've got to give you the scoring here and all the rebounding. For Xavier, make it four out of the five starters in double figures. Matt Mims leading the way, 15 points. He had 4 3-pointers in the ball game. Max Tekau, 14 points. And Tekau, all those from the field. He had 7 field goals for 14 points. Nolan Butkowski had 13 points tonight, including a pair of threes. Jackson Jones with 10 points. He's in double figures, including 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. And then 2 points for Bryce Schulte off the bench, and Ryan Stolkin with 2 points as well for Xavier. For Clear Creek Manna, Kaylor Green leading the way. He had 15 points. He had 9. That coming in the second half, or make it 10 points in the second half, including 3 3-point goals. 8 points for Jake Neubauer. 7 points for Cal Miller tonight. He had a 3-pointer. Aaron Akers had 6. 4 points for Evan Downs, and Tate Thompson with 3 points tonight to round out the scoring for Clear Creek Manna. Turnovers, Clear Creek Manna with 15. Xavier had 11 turnovers here in the ballgame. 3-point goals, 7-6. Xavier won that battle. Bench scoring was 3-2 tonight in favor of Clear Creek Manna. And Xavier was 50%. 7 out of 14 from the free throw line. Clear Creek Manna was 70%. They were 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. And I'll throw it to you for a look at our final rebounding.
You know, rebounding, Xavier won that battle by 2, 26-24. Look at the individual statistics there. Max Tekau leads the Saints with 5. All 5 of them came in the first half of play for Max. 4 rebounds for Nolan Butkowski. Again, you got a guard in there, your second leader rebounder to go along with his production on offense and as well as his defensive play. So a great effort for him tonight. 3 for Jackson Jones as well as Bryce Schulte. 2 apiece for Matt Mims, Ryan Stolkin, and Blake Witten. 9 offensive, 17 defensive, 26 for the Saints. Clear Creek Manna. Evan Downs comes up big in the second half with 5 rebounds, total of 8 in the ball game to have game-high honors in that category. Aaron Akers right behind him with 7, 4 apiece for Cal Miller as well as Kaylor Green. Jake Neubauer chips in with 2, 9 offensive, 15 defensive, a total of 24 for Clear Creek Manna.
Couple other scores. It is Solon beating Assumption tonight, 55-53. So it'll be the just like the girls. It's going to be the same in the boys, as it will be Mount Vernon and Solon playing for the right to go to the state tournament.
Got some rivalry games going on there too. A little extra, something extra in it.
Yes, and so lots of lots of familiarity in the Highway 1 series, and they will do it again coming up here. See if we can find some other scores to throw your way. Perry beat Boone in 3A. Pella got the win, 63-48 over Bondurant Farrar here tonight.
Mount Vernon big over Benton Community, 68-36.
So a 68-36 Mount Vernon. So Mount Vernon will take on Solon. That's going to be at the Cell Center coming up on Monday night. There are a ton of games. Mount Vernon has the girls playing on Tuesday. The boys will play on Monday night over at the Cell Center. And let's see, what else we got? Glenwood came from behind to beat Atlantic 63-61 in that top 10 battle. So Glenwood will advance. It'll be Glenwood taking on Perry. Sheraton did come from behind to beat Knoxville tonight, 66-54. And so they will advance on as well. Harlan, last check, leading Carroll 46-39. So the scores continue to roll in here on a Thursday evening.
Got that Wallert final, Scott, yet?
I did not see the Wallert final.
We've got it right here. Wallert 56, West Delaware 39.
All right, so Wallert will take on the winner of Crestwood and Waverly Shellrock. And Crestwood was leading last time we checked on that one. I'm not seeing a final score on that one as of yet. Well, we are back at it tomorrow night. It's the 4A's all by their lonesome tomorrow night on the tournament trail. 4A Substate boys semifinal action, as we will be over at Linmar, the ninth-rated Linmar Lions. And they're on a big winning streak right now, and they will take on Waterloo East, another red-hot team. And that will be at 6:45, 1600 a.m. We'll be on the air from Linmar. And then 107.5 and 106.3 FM. You will get Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, and Iowa City West to take on the third-rated Trojans tomorrow night. Winners move on to Tuesday night's Substate Finals, and both of those will be at the U.S. Cellular Center next Tuesday night.
We've got a lot of basketball in front of us, Scott. It's a lot of fun, and hopefully the fans will turn out and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's right. And I hope you enjoyed this one here tonight, a Xavier victory, as the Saints go to 15-8, 56-43 over the Clippers of Clear Creek Amana. That's going to wrap things up. We're going to get you back to ESPN coming up here on KGYM. Big thanks to Rocky Bennett, the athletic director here at Cedar Rapids Prairie High School, for all his help. Thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio. Couldn't do it without him. And also a big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters and everybody for tuning in to the contest here tonight. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. And the final score, this 3A District Boys final tonight. It was 10th rated Cedar Rapids Xavier 56 and Clear Creek Amana 43. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Cedar Rapids Prairie.